question was asked, is the Yetzer Hara external or internal? So we have two Gemaros about how to deal with the Yetzer Hara. One Gemara says, if you met up with this derelict, bring him into the academy, teach him some Torah, that'll take care of him. Second Gemara says, if a person sees his Yetzer Hara is overcoming him, he should arouse his desire for good. So the question is asked, why two Gemaras, why two different formulas? Answer, they're talking about two different Yetzer Hara. There's a Yetzer Hara that's external, the guy's walking on the street and he sees something that attracts him to do something which is wrong. What do you do with that? In pagabcham nuval zed, this derelict met up with you, external. Mashcheor bet amdrash, bring him into the base medrash, that'll help you overcome him. Im ro'e adam sheitzom tgeber alav, the guy's sitting in the base medrash, but his thoughts are going where he shouldn't be going. He sees his yetzer as overcoming him. It starts from within. So then, yergizah lav yetzer tov, he has to focus on doing positive things, being a positive person. That's why to contend with that. So there is a Yetzirah that's external, and there is a Yetzirah that's internal.
It sounds like that you're being stimulated by something external. Not that the Yetzirah is external. It's simply something external that is stimulating your internal Yetzirah.
Okay. But you see that a Kohen could go and become... So you're asking another question.
Right.